Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Now, as part of our Hot Cares series, spotlighting community organizations that truly make a difference, we're joined in studio this morning by someone who knows all too well what it means to face life or death situations and chooses to help every single time. Neil van der Merwe, he's the director of ComMed, a 100% volunteer-run emergency medical response service operating in Roodepoort and Greater Randburg. Welcome, Neil. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Great to meet you all.
Good morning. Good to be with you. So, Neil, I see your motto is All Passion Non-Profit. Can you tell us a bit about your organization?
Certainly. So we are a small group of very passionate volunteers. We're all volunteers. A couple of years ago, we kicked off an initiative. It actually started during COVID, where we found that people were struggling to get access to oxygen. So we started delivering oxygen. Mm-hmm. And from there, I think it really just grew very quickly to seeing the need in the community for people that were not getting timely emergency services. Mm-hmm. You know, things would happen at home. People were very often not on medical aid, and they would have to wait extended periods to get an ambulance or to get an emergency service. And people were dying simply because of this, because they did not have access to these services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where it started. And I think we love doing what we do. We try and make a difference. I think more people in the country need to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, the country's in a difficult situation at the moment where our emergency services are just really overstretched and don't have the capacity to support everyone's needs. And unless we as a country start looking after the people around us, we are in for a hard time.
And we can all make a difference.
Absolutely.
So your team, as you said, is made up entirely of volunteers. I see they're all registered with the Health Council Professionals of South Africa. And you registered with the Health Department as well. So you get to the scene first. People are in pain. It's a terrifying moment for them. They're very stressed. How do you deal with your own stress in those situations? Because all of you must be exposed to a lot of stressful situations.
I think, you know, I think we have a very strong team. And I think what makes the difference is we always debrief after incidents as a team. And I guess that's how medics do it. You know, people often say medics have a dark sense of humor. I think that's true. Mm. And I think often it's a coping mechanism. You know, so we talk about things afterwards. We have to deal with it that way. I think we see a lot of good, but we also see the worst of the worst.
Absolutely.
And it's frustrating very often that we know we can't always make a difference.
Mm.
But we believe we make a small difference, and being able to do that, I think, is also what you take home with you. You've got to take that home with you and not the fact, you know, that someone might have died because we couldn't make a difference in that particular situation.
Yes, you've got to look for what you do
Absolutely.
And what you can do.
What always boggles my mind is, you know, it's volunteers already, so it's not like it's a paying job. But as an NPO, I mean, I always think about the running cost, notwithstanding the fact that medical equipment is so costly. So, you know, how do you manage with that kind of difficulty? Not only you've got this emotional, psychological frustration, you have volunteers, and also the cost of running things. How do you cope?
The costs are huge. You know, fortunately, we've been very lucky to really have some angels, you know, that support us and keep us on the road. Running costs, I think people often don't understand the cost to deliver a service.
Mm.
You know, every patient we treat could cost us upward of R1,000, and that's just on consumables, gloves, syringes, medications,
sure,
bandages, simple things like that. Vehicle running costs, you know, we seem to go through a lot of brakes on our vehicles, you know, which it just adds up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment such as, you know, monitors and defibrillators and simple things like that, it just adds up. And I think we are very fortunate, you know, in that we do have some really, really amazing sponsors, people that believe in what we do and believe in community. But we need to expand that, you know, to have a broader audience and also just to teach people about making a difference in the community.
Mm. Well, here at Hot 102.7 and with Hot Cares, we were really just blown away with the work that ComMed do, the fact that you do it for free. You manage to do so much with so little. And you said a little magic word there a little bit earlier about defibrillators. And so we are joined on the line by a friend of the station, Ryan De Freitas from EcoMed. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, team. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We are lovely. You've been listening to Neil talking about the difficulties on the road. I'm certain you know all too well. And as a supplier of medical equipment, you know what those costs are like.
Absolutely. And I just think it's such an incredible organization you have there, Neil. And the work that you do is just really, really amazing. Big thank you to you and your team. It's incredible stuff.
Thank you, Ryan.
So, Ryan, we've got you on the line, not as just a bystander. You've got some pretty good news for Neil and his team this morning. What have you got?
So Ecomed was especially struck by how this entirely volunteer-run service shows up day after day, Bunny, powered by passion, grit, and the desire to help, no matter how tough the conditions or how limited the resources. So today we want to help carry a bit of that load. That's why, along with Hotcares, Ecomed will be supplying a brand new defibrillator to ComEd, equipment that'll help save countless lives in the field to the value of 144,000 rand.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Ryan, thank you so much, to yourself and to Hotcares. It's this equipment really is central to what we do on the road. Every single scene that we're on, this equipment gets used. Whether it's a simple scene or a complex scene, every single scene this equipment gets used, and it's probably one of the really core parts of what we do. And unfortunately, this equipment is always just so expensive, and we make do with bits and pieces and secondhand units and all kinds of things, and this just really, really helps us get to the next level. So we really, really appreciate it. And I guess our patients that you will never see are the people that really, really appreciate this.
I hope that that our contribution will go a long way to help you in the amazing work that you guys do with ComEd.
Thank you so much.
So thank you so much, Ryan. I got a little excited there screaming ta-da because I literally picked up that defrib and presented
so you
it. Yeah, not realizing, carrying something like that, 143,000 rand, it feels like not a lot, but yeah, it's a life-saving piece of equipment. But Shona, with Hotcares and Hot 127, we're not done, are we?
We're not done. So because of our incredible Hotcares community and the generosity of the Hot 127 listeners, we're also going to give you 20,000 rand towards medical consumables to make sure you keep those ambulances stocked and ready to save more lives.
I'm just absolutely blown away. I just thank you so much.
No, thank you.
It really, really just means so much.
And I know that sometimes it's not even safe when you go into these places. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts and all those lives that you save.
Thank you. It's only due to organizations like yourselves that we can do this, that we can keep doing it, and that we can just grow what we're doing. And we can't do this without you, and we are just so blown away by the generosity and people reaching out and people that want to help and really just make a difference. And it does. It makes a difference. It really saves lives at the end of the day.
Well, just to echo that, thanks to you, Ryan. Big friend of the station, always coming on board when we need your help. So to the team at Ecomed, we thank you once again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, and really happy to be involved with this. And again, hope it helps you guys, in the good work that you do. And thanks to the hot team as well for involving us in this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.